WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
It's me, it's me, it's that D-O-double-G.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
And you're tuned in to the, what was it? Hey, everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. You're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Hey, this week.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
A bunch of a-holes.
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Bunch of jackasses standing in a circle.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Anyone knows who you are.
The Omega.
You believe they call us criminals when he's assaulting us with that haircut?
Heartbreak Mike.
Check out for you.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
He says he's an a-hole, but he's not, and I'm quoting him here, 100% a dick.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Well, that's just as fascinating as the first 89 times you told me that.
WTR Sunday Night.
They're all idiots.
And welcome everyone to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Too fast.
Okay. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Better?
Yeah, I guess.
It's the sign of a good director. And he goes, I guess.
I don't want to do another take. I only have so much space. You know, we'll go with it.
All
hey,
right.
I've been mixing audio earlier, so I could slow it down if I really wanted to at the end.
That's what you had to do. Just stretch it out for a while.
I mean, yeah. Anyway, just continue.
So, yeah, it's going to be probably a light episode. We are going to be previewing Hell in Cells, talking a little bit of news for the week. But to get started, I am the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike, who's... Okay, I thought you were in the bathtub for a second.
Oh, no, absolutely not. It's an alcoholic night tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me. It is I, the one and only, Heartbreak Mike.
Some of us get... No. You know what? I take that back. It's the appropriate hour for power. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Drink them if you got them. And, of course, at the head of the table, we have the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, you know, it's his show. We just talking it. Right?
So, does that mean it's not your show anymore?
Apparently not. Because we're all tuned in to listen to Heartbreak Mike, because he's here and he's Heartbreak Mike, and you should follow him on Twitter at the WTR Oreo.
I didn't get that clearly enough, Tim. You have to say it again.
Say what again? I don't know what I said. I wasn't listening.
His Twitter. Say his Twitter clearly.
What is his Twitter?
And slowly.
And slowly, the WTR Oreo.
See, the best direction you give someone over microphone is to say, well, we got too much rubbing, which means they in the director's booth are hearing too much noise coming from your clothing.
Unless, which means, of course, which you're means the, for Play, I was just going to say, unless you're working for Playboy TV. Sorry.
But it means the voice actor, whoever is performing in front of the microphone, has to start derobing.
Ew.
So the Playboy TV tie-in kind of worked.
You can.
It's a true story. Like, I've met voice actors who have to go pantsless because their pants are making too much noise on the microphone.
Jerry Seinfeld episode.
It really happens.
That's really weird. Kind of freaky. Maddie just joined us in the chat room. Hey, it's Matt Schaefer, not related to Paul.
I'd be worried if it was.
Well, I don't know. Does it have any hair? Matt, do you have hair or are you bald? We'll give curious.
Give the 30-second delay and we'll find out the answer.
Okay. Anyway, on that note, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com. We have a live and interactive chat room. If you're listening and you're not in the chat room, come into the chat room because it's easier for you to pick on Maddie that way. Was that slow enough? Was that like pedantic enough? Was that enough words?
Did you say Natty or Maddie?
I said Maddie.
Sounded like Natty.
I said Maddie because he's spelling his name M-A-T-T-Y. You see how I'm drawing everything out because you told us to talk slow and enunciate.
I did.
I'm half there.
You're always half there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like Mike is half in the bag by the time we're halfway through the show.
What?
What? You and that Smirnoff, buddy.
Okay.
Or is it Jack Daniels, if you please?
It's not Jack tonight. It's light. It's light.
All right. Speaking about light, we're going to keep it as light as possible tonight. Yours truly is under the weather. I'm sick as a dog. I've never understood where that phrase comes from because more times than not, any dog I've seen isn't sick. But, you know, it does happen. Anyway, I'm not feeling the greatest, and I blame everybody else but me for that. But that beside the point, I'm going to turn it serious for just a really quick second here. Unfortunately, around the world, different cities, different countries experience what they call terrorist attacks. This happened very, very, very close to home for me last night. Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. An incident took place. A police officer was run down and stabbed repeatedly. He's all right. Thank God. Several pedestrians leaving the Edmonton Eskimos football game were also basically run down, unfortunately. No real word yet as to everybody's condition, but everybody has survived. Everybody will be okay. So there is also that. I just want to send out my heartfelt thoughts to everybody in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Edmonton strong, Canada strong. Stand together, everybody, and hopefully we can beat back this absolute wave of inhumanity. That said, thank you very much for letting me orate on that subject, and it's time for us to get silly again.
So Sick as a Dog is actually the oldest of them, recorded from 1705, started in Europe, apparently, because dogs apparently weren't, you know, the friendly pets they are today. That's why they were more outdoor creatures, not, you know, human companions. So that's where it became from.
Tim, I told you to keep your girlfriend off the microphone.
Oh, don't even. That was mean. Okay, you deserve a cookie. Brock, send him a cookie.
Brent, send him a cookie.
Brent probably would send him a cookie. I know who would definitely send him a cookie. Matty. Matty would send him a cookie because Matt actually has a copy of From the Man Kitchen, which has the world's greatest peanut butter chocolate chip cookie recipe in the galaxy in the book.
So it went from the world to the galaxy in what, 10 seconds?
Did I say the world first? Because I meant the universe.
They were world's greatest and the best in the galaxy.
Well, they are the world's greatest, which happened to be the best in the galaxy, in the known galaxy.
But what about the unknown galaxy?
Well, that you can't quantify that because it's by definition not known as of yet. You know what? If Targnugeek over in Cygnus 37 or whatever it is has better cookies, he's more than welcome to come onto the show and prove it.
Yeah, Cygnus 37 is more about pies.
There you go. There's nothing wrong with pie. I'm hungry. I want pie. I want apple pie. Do you like apple pie, Omega?
We just brought two home from the store.
Ooh, yummy. Mike, are you an apple pie fan or are you more into cherry?
No, I'm an apple pie. I love apple pie. But it has to be from a specific place to get it from.
Okay, so you like American pie?
Sure.
Think about it for a second. Think about it for a second. Rock picked it up.
Matt likes the warm apple pie.
I don't know. What do you think about strudel, Mike?
No.
Rock told me to ask what you think about strudel.
Jesus.
What? I didn't say nothing. Anyway, that's beside the point.
Yes, I'm going to need you to cease and desist. It's okay. I'm going to need you to cease and desist right now.
Yeah, thank you for the segue, because I was just about to launch into it. Apparently, cease and desist is the way to go. The Young Bucks have received a cease and desist from the WWE. And, have you guys heard what this is all about?
Well, apparently you get away with using WWE trademarks long enough, eventually they come after you.
Yeah, apparently they were mimicking the NWO and, too sweet and doing the hand gesture and stuff like that. But wasn't it supposed to be like some kind of like they were doing a parody of the DX invasion just outside of an arena that Raw was held at recently?
Please tell me that you saw that video.
I didn't. I had a chance to see it, but I didn't get a chance to see it. You saw the video, did you, Michael?
The video was hilarious. I'm not, it is. So for those of you who have not seen it, of course, they say, oh, this is where we're going to go, blah, 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 blah. First, if you guys do not know your indies wrestling, because you can catch up on the whole Young Bucks whole thing. So, they showed up. It was actually, was it one in Sacramento? No, it was in Ontario, California. So it was a recent one, probably about 2-3 weeks ago.
Monday.
Shut up. And so,
2 to 3 weeks in dog years.
Yeah, thank you. And they all did an invasion. And they were trying to capture the quote-unquote WWE stooge. So with that, of course, Cody, they all made a speech, blah, 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 blah. Cody, I swear to God, he's so freaking hilarious. So he did a speech. But wasn't the right speech. It was the speech from Independence Day. They were asking, who did you want to see? Who do you rather see, WWE or the Bullet Club? Well, half the niggas chose Bullet Club. I mean, I guess WWE doesn't like the fact that the Bullet Club is getting more popular.
No.
Leave me alone. I said theory. I never said it was a fact. I don't know. It's, to me, I don't see the big issue. Maybe because, too sweet, paying homage to the NWO, and what do you want us to do? And then suck it, DX, come on now, it's Young Bucks. They're this generation's, I'm not even going to say that. I can't even say that. But the Bullet Club is breaking barriers. That's the only thing I can say for that right now.
How?
They're doing a taste of WWE's, or I'm sorry, D-Generation X's own medicine.
So is that really breaking barriers?
Because no one would even have the balls to even enter like WWE's turf doing the same thing. But they never knew that it would happen to them.
But it's what WWE already did to WCW. It's not really breaking a barrier.
No, what they already did. What I mean is, never in like a million years would WWE think, holy shit, someone's doing the same thing that we did to WCW.
But that's not breaking barriers. That's just trying to poke the bear. And guess what? They poked the bear. And the bear poked back. That's what happened. They went in.
You're too sweet. You can't use suck it anymore. Blah, 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 blah.
No, it's just too sweet. The suck is their own gimmick. Because they got a cease and desist order, a real one from the people, Rick and Morty is the name of the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
they were trying to do a parody t-shirt of Rick and Morty because they were the number one show at Hot Topic. So the Young Bucks went, hey, let's parody that. And those people decided, nope, here's a cease and desist order. And then Young Bucks turned it into a thing for the YouTube channel. That's what actually happened. They're allowed to use Suck It, but guess what? They're putting themselves over by WWE is censoring us when they're not. The only thing they've censored was Too Sweet, and that happened as a Monday. Or Tuesday, rather.
See, if they had changed Too Sweet into, like, something else, Too Sugary or Too Syrupy or something like that, then it would further the parody, and they would probably not have gotten such a cease and desist thing.
You see, the funny thing about parody law is it's only really parody if you do something that is a spin on it, not just, you know, do it and claim it that, no, we're doing it as parody, but it's the exact same thing that someone else owns and is trademarked. No, but it's parody because we said it was.
No, that doesn't fly. Sorry.
Yeah. Take it from the YouTuber who has to deal with parody laws and fair use shit all the time.
Team Four Star.
That don't work.
Nope.
And the Young Bucks' response was to create a t-shirt that says cease and desist. And censor,
you may have to get that.
And censor out the words Too Sweet.
I give them credit for parlaying a bad situation.
You know those t-shirts will probably be taken down at some point.
I mean, yeah.
So you better order it before they actually, you know, people get aware of them.
No, but like,
go with something.
You know, I'm sorry, Young Bucks, but the easy way to avoid having this happen to you is come up with your own things. You know, you don't have to rely just on parodying other people's stuff in order to actually get over. You can come up with something different.
And isn't what the Young Bucks are doing right now, I'm not a Young Bucks expert, but I've seen some videos, where they're just, you know, you're using WWE to get themselves over even though they're not in WWE. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah.
I mean, you're using the company you don't want to be a part of to get over when you should be focusing on trying to get yourself over on your own.
Yeah. Come up with your own shit.
Just a thought.
It's bad enough that they remake good movies in Hollywood. I mean, don't remake average shit in wrestling.
Or don't be that person who creates a parody of something that makes people go, man, the original one was so good.
Yeah, the parody isn't supposed to make you long for the original. It's supposed to make you laugh at it. There's a difference.
I know the group, the Young Bucks and Cody and whatever have you, think they have, you know, gripes against WWE, like Cody and his name. Well, apparently, he can get his name anytime he wants. But he's playing nice with WWE because he wants to write a book about his father.
Well, eventually, at some point in time, we can expect to see Cody back in WWE, can't we?
I would have thought if we were going to see him back, it would have been when they started hiring the likes of Shelton Benjamin to fill out their split roster.
It's going to be a while for Cody because he just signed a multi-year deal with Ring of Honor. So I don't.
Thanks, Rock. I was actually leading up to that.
You're welcome, Tim.
That was impressive. I'm impressed. You must have read liner notes or something.
It's called I Had It in My Format from Thursday.
Rack Radio Show, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network with your host, the multi-time, multi-award-winning Lindsay Ward.
There you go.
Or something like that.
Something to that effect. But yeah, it's just one of those things. So he wants to write a book about his father. WWE owns the right to his father's name, so let's be good on staying good graces with WWE, so eventually he can write the book. Cody's come out to say this. It was on Jerry Lawler's podcast about how he get the name from them. So that's all out there.
It ain't no secret. It ain't no surprise.
But they'll keep saying something else on video. Yeah. But that's okay. It's a character to try and portray. It's fine. But sometimes, again, poke the bear, bear pokes back. And that's the case with this.
When are the Young Bucks finally going to just like give in and sign with WWE?
They'd have to, WWE would have to want them first.
That's a big sticking point.
And they're also under contract to New Japan for another couple of years.
This is true. I'll tell you what is a surprise. Jeff Hardy is out till at least WrestleMania next April, if not longer. What exactly happened, Rock?
It was a match at Great Balls of Fire that he got hurt in. What WWE said on TV was one thing. There was a match on the Superplex from Monday Night Raw. Apparently got hurt back at Great Balls of Fire. Not exactly sure where in the match, but he got hurt during that match. And he's been working through the injury ever since. And now he's going to be out a while.
Upwards. Now, here's the thing. He's working through the injury. What exactly is the injury?
Torn rotator cuff.
How painful can that be? Holy crow.
Yeah.
It's not as painful as it sounds like it would be. It's just, it's sore and it's nagging and it don't get better if you keep using it.
And we know he works through a lot of injuries. He's been dealing with knee injury for a few years already. So it's like this adds onto it. So it's like one of those things where, let's get it done now.
Let's realize that Jeff Hardy is like, he's not 23 anymore. He's like 39.
He's not a young spry chicken that he
He's not more. A young buck anymore.
I was not going there.
I know. You deliberately tried to avoid it, so that's why I steered it in that direction. Because you were trying not to say it.
Trying not to say young buck. But that leads to an interesting question, doesn't it, Tim?
What the hell are they going to do with Matt Hardy? And I'll tell you right now, hopefully, keep him out of the ring a lot for don't let him have longer matches.
Is it time for him to become fully woke? Because you can't use broken.
Well, right now with Anthem in the state they are in, you probably could use broken.
You're going to be able to use broken almost any time. Yep. But,
here's the thing.
His brother's broken.
Well, he...
Jesus.
Here's the thing. I understand what WWE does not want to do in the situation with the broken gimmick. They do not want to create the precedent for going and buying the gimmicks and the whatever of their new wrestlers. You know, okay, I had this gimmick in Ring of Honor. Can you go buy it from them so we can keep doing the gimmick? You know, I understand not wanting to create that precedent by just buying up the broken gimmick format. In this case, however, it might be the only thing you can do because Matt being on his own is what started that gimmick in the first place, and it's kind of the only opportunity you have with him right now if you want to capitalize on actually having one Hardy brother.
This is true. Now, going back to my taking a shot, don't let him have long matches in the ring. That's just me thinking that he's just really lost a couple of steps over the last few years. And yeah, sure, it was all great to see them, return to WWE at the pay-per-view. One thing that I did notice, Jeff doesn't seem like he's lost very much, but, Matt, he just seems super slow compared to how he used to move as the power component in that tag team, which, I think that's kind of surprising, Omega, Mike, just because of, the two different styles that the brothers have. Jeff would be slow.
You would, but...
I don't think Jeff would be stopped.
Well, he kind of is till at least WrestleMania now.
Yeah, now he is, yeah.
But that's where the broken gimmick came from in the first place, because Matt doesn't have to wrestle as often or as fast when he's just batshit crazy and spouting nonsense. You know, that was kind of the real brilliance of it. He turned his character into the most entertaining part of him when his ring performance couldn't be anymore.
Yep. And, Rock brought it up. He might as well get woke. He might as well be woke if he can't be broke.
Dear.
Different story altogether.
Different story, another time. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, do you want to see him on screen just spouting nonsense and being all ridiculous and stuff?
Yes. Honestly? Yeah.
He's good at it, don't you think?
That kind of the reason why.
There's a thing, like you mentioned it, Omega. He's entertaining when he does that. And when he went into that gimmick, when he went out, was on his own. That was the most entertaining part of it. And then, okay, he's in the ring to do a couple of things, and then he's entertaining again. What would you do, Mike, with Matt?
Honestly?
Yeah. Don't be deceitful about it.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, if I could... Okay, no. If the broken gimmick was allowed, of course, but if not, I don't know, I'd... probably bring it, go back to version one.
Where Matt Hardy is the one?
Matt Hardy is the one, version one.
Hmm.
See, that's...
Yeah, I was going to throw a question to you, Omega, and it kind of sort of just slipped my mind what I was going to ask you.
I just want to see Broken again.
Let's Yeah, I just kind of sort of half remembered somewhat what I was going to bring up, and it has to do with potential hypocrisy with the cease and desist order to the Young Bucks. Could WWE have Matt basically do the Broken without calling it Broken and not have to worry about any repercussions? Because, you know, that's still against up in the courts, isn't it?
Well, this is why they're going with woke instead of broken.
Yep.
It is a step to the side. It is not like the Young Bucks straight up going, you know, too sweet, suck it, and here's our Rick and Morty shirt. It is trying to do a similar thing without actually calling it that thing, and that's where your parody actually does exist.
Bingo.
That said, I still would rather see Broken right now. WWE's got the money for it.
Yeah.
And think, if Anthem actually sold them the gimmick, it'd be the most money they ever made off TNA.
Ooh. It'd probably be the most money that Anthem will ever see. But WWE has a hard time paying for things. It's one thing about rich people. They don't like to part with their money.
You're really telling an American this right now?
Yeah, I know I don't need to. But that's not just an American thing, just to throw it out there.
Oh, no, but we do it so well.
Well, yeah, you do it pretty good. But then again, you know, my family does it pretty damn good. See, my family has money. I don't. My family won't give me the money. The whole thing I've ever heard, especially from the old man, is this is my money. I earned it. You want some money? Go get your own. So as a result, you know, I just, I have a birthday every year and wait for the cards to come in.
I'm really sad now. Can we talk wrestling?
I'm sorry. What did it make you sad about birthdays? I didn't make you feel old, did I now?
No.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out why you're sad. I don't know. What that
I means. Know there's something depressing about that.
Something depressing about just having a birthday so you can get money in the mail.
It's like my parents won't give me money, so I have to wait for the mail to come on my birthday.
Okay, I see what you did there. It took me a sec, but, you know, I picked it up. I grabbed a shovel, and I picked it up. Yeah, but moving on. I guess they're doing a biopic as far as Mr. McMahon goes. They're offering the role to Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
Good choice, bad choice? What do you think? Second nature?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was just wondering how many people right now are hitting the Google machines to see if they can Google a picture of Bradley Cooper.
Which is sad, because I just did that.
So did I.
I heard somebody typing.
Oh, that wasn't me. I had a mute
message. No, that was me.
Okay, cool. For those of you who don't know Bradley Cooper, as he was in the movie, the Hangover movies.
Yeah.
What's his name?
My Coopers are limited to hanging with Mr. Varieties.
Bingo.
Cooper, there you go. Yeah, but you did see The Hangover.
No.
No? Oh, my God.
You're talking about, like, literally the last kind of movie I ever want to watch.
It's actually pretty funny. They spend the whole night going all over Vegas trying to find their friend. It's funny.
I'd rather tape my eyes open and headbutt a plate full of sporks.
You get to watch Mike Tyson punch somebody.
I can watch Mike Tyson do that. It's all he does.
Yeah, but it happens to be Zach, what's his name, Galifianakis or whatever?
Galifianakis?
Yeah, that's it, Galifianakis.
But I like him. I don't want to see him get punched.
Oh, I enjoyed watching him get punched. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Obviously, they're going to be focusing on a somewhat younger Vince McMahon. But have you guys finally Googled an image and taken a look at Bradley Cooper? Can you see the possible?
I can see something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There is that one picture of him in a tuxedo where actually just a little bit more makeup and hair doing, and he could look like a young Vince McMahon. So I don't
think. The young Vince McMahon I can see.
Yeah. I don't think that's such a bad choice. And of course, if they skillfully enough apply the aging makeup, then they could age him a little bit. But, I don't know. Bradley Cooper will have to hit the weights just a little bit to bulk up some. if he's actually going to take the role, I think, of Vince.
Jeez. I'm looking up his wiki page, and like literally the only thing I've seen him in, he was playing a raccoon.
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy, Tim.
Okay. It took me a second. For some reason, I just don't associate when I see a picture of Bradley Cooper, I don't associate him with Rocket.
Oh, well, it's a voiceover role, so that's probably why.
You gotta close your eyes and listen to his words.
Oh, apparently we have a live listener question, so just to clear it up for Alex. No, I have not seen Ultima Lucha 3 yet.
So, no spoilers.
Yeah, I'm actually behind on my Lucha between hurricanes and catching up on work after the hurricanes.
Stand back. So, eventually you'll get a chance and catch Ultima Lucha 3, will you?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, okay. So, will you tell us what you thought of it once you catch up with it?
Yeah, sure.
Just so Alex Cage will know, because no spoilers. He wants to know what you think, and I think that's cool that somebody wants your opinion. That may have come out wrong. It's always cool when people want your opinion. Did that fix it a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I don't feel so bad. But just a reminder, everybody, tonight we're playing WTR Pick'em. Of course, we've got a pay-per-view coming up next weekend, Omega Mike. There's another pay-per-view.
Oh, yes.
Now, what's it called? What's it called, boys and girls?
That would be the Hell in the Cell.
That is absolutely correct. And naturally, what we do with every Pick'em, we throw the matches up, we talk about the matches, and then we pick who we think we're going to win the match. We give you the opportunity to play along with us. All you got to do is decide what your picks are. You can email them to media@wildtalkradio.com, or you can actually post them on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork, facebook.com/groups/wildtalkradionetwork, facebook.com/WTRSundayNight. Check out the Facebook pages. Join one like the other and all that other rock and roll stuff. And when we do get to pick them, make your list and post them. And there's a really, really good reason. Tommy C. It was Tommy last week that won, right? I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the guy who won last week won an autographed copy of Second Nature.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And this is what I'm alluding to. Can you say allude? No, it comes out sounding like elude. Anyway, Second Nature, The Legacy of Ric Flair and the Rise of Charlotte, co-written with Brian Shields, who's a semi-regular guest on The Rack, Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, plug number 5. But, yeah, we got another one to give away. Autographed by both Rick and Charlotte. And Maddie, you play Pick'em, and then you post on Twitter, you're glad, and you hope other people win. If you don't want to win, why the heck do you play Pick'em? Seriously. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm glad that you play Pick'em and all this other stuff, but if you win the damn prize, take the damn prize. What's the matter? You got my cookbook as a prize, and you're just like, okay, that's enough. I don't need anything else. And, like, I know my book's good, but it's not the book that'll end it's not the be-all, end-all of any book. Trust me. There's some spelling mistakes in mine. I like to call them typos because that's what they are. It happens, especially when you self-publish.
It gives a character.
There you go. And I actually was pretty impressed. Jobber actually bought and paid for a cookbook. He got a physical copy, not a PDF version. It's available in two different forms. The actual real physical hard copy. Book I make by hand, one at a time, and you order them, and they're only $15 Canadian, which is what, 75 cents US? Something like that, you know, conversion rates and stuff like that. You want to find out more about the cookbook, just go to mankitchentv.com, and you can order. And yes, I'm giving a clinic on how to shill. What were we talking about? Oh yes, WTR Pick'em. You can win another autographed copy of that if you win and you get more picks than everybody else. And, of course, it's revealed next Sunday night after the pay-per-view, after we tell you how good or how bad it was and pick the match of the night as far as we're concerned. Speaking of which, Mike, what match are you looking forward to on the card that's been announced to this point?
The New Day versus the Usos.
Okay, New Day holding the title, Usos trying to get it back. So that's awesome. Omega, what about you?
I'm sorry, what were we doing?
Yeah, what match are you most anticipating next Sunday night?
I'm trying to remember the matches now that I've been a wee bit distracted.
Well, our... Yeah, quit playing your video game.
I'm playing a video game!
Okay, our director-producer has returned, and he's talking in the background on Skype, so maybe he could fill us in on the matches? Turn the mic on, Rock. Mike. Jack.
Getting no cooperation.
Absolutely. You know, and he wanted to be the director tonight, so, like, you know, you're fired as a director, you're back as the producer. Mike, do you know what the matches are?
As a matter of fact, I do not.
You do not know the matches. Okay, guys, fill time, and I'll get
got
you.
Got him.
The match.
I got him.
There you go. See, I told you it would work. Go ahead, Mike.
Under some Wikipedia.
All right. This
Wiki, bitch.
It's not even Wiki. This may or may not, I think this is the kickoff show, but Mojo Rawley versus Zack Ryder. Maybe. But they're teasing the split. But anyway, the main show. Randy Orton versus Rusev. Are we just doing the card, or am I just...
Yeah, just give him the matches so he can pick one that he's thinking about he might want to see the most.
Randy Orton versus Rusev. He doesn't want to.
No. I'm looking at the card right now. If I'm looking...
Okay. For those of you...
God, this is dismal looking.
Right. The only one that looks... the only two that looks promising.
I'd say Rude versus Ziggler.
My statement exactly. The only three promising.
Dolph is an enormous disappointment character-wise, but give him credit. He'll make Rude look great.
A million fucking dollars.
Does Rude need to be made to look great, or is he going to make himself look great?
Bobby Roode's going to make himself look great.
He's Bobby Roode. He's glorious.
It's Bobby Roode!
So is that the match you're looking forward to, Omega?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? I have to admit it, Shane versus KO.
Because Shane McMahon will probably try to kill himself again.
Well, you know, I'm just waiting for all the news to show up on the social medias this week where he's pointing somewhere and the meme says I'm jumping off that on Sunday.
Try?
I like Shane matches. Yeah, sure, he's not a regular roster dude. He's not an actual for real professional wrestler. But damn, the guy puts himself through hell. And even at his age, he's still doing it. And his matches are entertaining, one way or the other. And I have to admit, I'm looking forward to it. The main reasons why I'm looking forward to it, though, is because they're actually giving the ball to Kevin Owens. And they're stepping up like they gave the ball to Stone Cold Steve Austin or The Rock. Case in point, Vince McMahon doesn't let many of his talent kick the crap out of him. Unless he's got that faith, that confidence, and he's the next guy getting pushed to the moon. And this happened a couple weeks ago. If you all remember, Vince getting cut open, forehead-wise, the hard way through a headbutt by Kevin Owens. He doesn't do that for just anybody.
Still supposedly wasn't the hard way.
I'm still going to disagree with that from everything I've read.
Everything I read said that they bladed him pre-match and then put a little fake flesh over just to cover it up.
Okay, I never heard that. But if that's the case, then that's the case. And I'm willing to be corrected. I mean, it doesn't happen very often, but when I'm wrong, I admit it. And when I'm right, nobody admits it.
Well, eventually you have to be right for that to happen.
Oh, boy, I have clips to play you. I'm the guy who told you that Bret Hart was winning the U.S. title after making nice with WWE and showing up for WrestleMania.
God, he's like Chris Jericho. Every time you confront him, it's the same story. It's like, I'm the undisputed champion. I had predicted Bret winning the U.S. title.
Well, I didn't invent the thing, but, you know, it's something I can hold on to. And I actually got our good old buddy Spug to say that Tim was right. Rock even once said Tim was not wrong, which I take as saying, you know, being the same thing, only said differently.
You also called me a god at one point.
Well, you are a god of the internet and plastic things.
It was of editing.
Well, that too.
A plastic thing? You know what? Never mind.
No, not, hey, I'm not the one that came up with the name Plastic Addict for Omega. You talk to him, Mike.
Nothing dirty.
Okay. All right. I'll allow it.
It has to do with his dolls. Action figures? Collectibles.
Collectible figurines.
There you go. Those are made out of plastic. Hey, just imagine if you had a 3D printer, you could make your own.
Yeah, but then I have to figure out how to model shit in a computer.
You could actually just cheat and, you know, Google it.
Yeah, but it's still really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe it. Anyway, it's long past time. We take a first break of the evening, everybody. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We're playing Pick'em right on the other side of this commercial break. Join us.
We're running out of air. Ain't seen the light of day. Living life scared, so I hide myself away. Chaos all around. Be quiet, just be calm. I'm better.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like you're trapped. Of living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTuckRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
Who is the greatest hockey player of all time? CB Radio has decided.
Butchering some names. Frank Nyberg versus Joe Nieuwendyken. Nieuwendyk.
I'm going to go with Nieuwendyk.
Yes.
Nieuwendyk. Wow. That is not what it looks like. Sweeney Schneider versus Matt Schmidt.
It's Milt, not Matt.
Whatever. I figured that was going to help out Team Chat. Finally, someone who has a real name. Brad Park against Mark Messier.
Messier.
What the hell?
Messier. Yeah. Fucking clinch him. Get a rope.
He has a goddamn R at the end. Screw you.
I can only wait till he gets to that Wayne Gretzky guy.
Guy Lafleur versus Lauren Chatbot. You added a D. Yes, I did. On purpose. Brett Hole versus Ray Borcue.
Finkel?
Bjork?
Ray fucking Finkel.
Bjork. Okay, whatever.
Just think of the Swedish chef.
Fischler versus Wayne Gretzky.
Gretzky. I'll be the Gretzky guy.
Way to play into it, Jobber. Way to play into it.
Pavel Bure. What? How do they have spots?
Bure.
Pavel Bure.
Bure. Okay.
Oh my
fucking
god.
French. Jerome Ignilia.
Aginla.
What?
Aginla.
Aginla? Versus Joe Sakic. That's where I was going to go originally, but I figured it was going to be pronounced differently than I was expecting.
Jerome Aginla, one of the all-time greatest Calgary Flames players of all time.
Okay, Sakic. So I'm going to go with Joe.
And we'll just sack it on. I can feel the hatred now for that last one.
You're all idiots.
It's the Greater Than Great Debate, heard Saturday night, midnight-ish Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns.
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means... Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Rush Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's yours truly, Tim Stein, along with the be-all, end-all of the network, the Omega, and, of course, the one and only Heartbreak Mike, along on a lazy Sunday night with you. Don't forget, we're streaming live on the TuneIn app as well as the website. You can listen to us anywhere you might happen to be, any time that a live webcast is happening, which is WTR Sunday night. And then, of course, we've got the Rack Radio Show. And there's another one. It's called CB Radio. Saturday night's midnight-ish. We're supposed to get to it. Just download, tune in. If you got an Android device, go to Google Play. And I think it's at the iTunes Store if you have an Apple product. 100% free. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen to us wherever the hell you may be. That said, time to play Pick 'em and preview this Hell in a Cell. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Now we're just waiting for the producer to quit sneezing, so so he's ready to.
Actually, I hit unmute and realized, oh, it was all the way down zero, so no one can hear me.
Oh, okay. Well, turn the volume up a little bit, then we can hear you.
There you go. All
right. How's your nose?
Sore.
Aw, muffin.
Allergies suck. Anyway, Randy Orton versus Rusev. Omega.
Good lord, I'm going to have trouble staying awake for this.
Why?
Because I feel like I've seen this match a lot.
But you haven't.
I feel like I have.
Like, the SummerSlam match was how long?
I don't know, maybe I'm just tired of both of them at this point.
That may be more of the issue.
Yeah. God.
Just saying, the two matches they've had have probably been a total of 5 minutes.
Rusev needs credibility so bad, but I don't see him winning because, well, he's, I don't know, he feels like he's in the Bray Wyatt role of, well, none of them, maybe they'll do something with him eventually.
Maybe they will. Maybe they won't.
No, my lack of confidence in WWE makes me say Orton.
My toilet wins. Sorry.
Does it really?
No, you're right. No. God. It's pretty much nothing Orton can do for now. I'm gonna give it to Rusev.
And the Canadian says what?
Well, you gotta stop and think about it. What does a win for Orton do, really? For anybody. It's not, sorry, Rusev, but it's not a big name match. It's not a big time match. It's not a, shit on the line and then we're gonna push Orton again match. Rusev should win this and he needs it like it has been said. I'm gonna pick Rusev.
How about a random thing?
Random picked Rusev.
So there you go on that one. Up next, Bobby Roode. Dolph Ziggler, Mike.
The Titantron. Bobby Roode, there's no way that he is going to lose on his pay-per-view debut.
I mean, there are ways he could lose. We've seen it happen.
It's Bobby Roode.
Greater performers than Bobby Roode have lost in their debut.
It's Bobby Roode.
Oh, my God.
No, this is Bobby Roode's match to win. It's not the fact that it's Bobby Roode. It's the fact that it's Dolph Ziggler. And the fact that his current gimmick is annoying as shit.
Just a tad bit annoying.
Oh, was that really The Undertaker? A foot shorter and twice as fast?
Twice as fast, right?
God. Some really fucked up hip surgery he had.
Well, you do lose some inches when you get a hip surgery. All right, Tim.
Well, it's Roode's pay-per-view debut on the main roster. Are we going to get the live performance of Glorious?
For Hell in a Cell?
Even though it's Hell in a Cell.
I think it's a little soon for that. I know what other answer you're waiting for. I think it's too soon for that.
Well, okay. It's just the way that you left it. It was somewhat open-ended. So I was waiting for more. Mike, what do you think?
Too soon?
Yeah, I personally wouldn't mind seeing it happen, but it is a little soon. However, the thing about it is WWE is trying to throw big things into their pay-per-views because of the network. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him have a live rendition entrance. I wouldn't be surprised. That being said, I got to go with Bobby Roode over Dolph Ziggler pay-per-view debut, and it's Dolph Ziggler. I mean, you guys each said one reason, and it's going to ultimately be both. So. Random thing picker is also picking Bobby Roode, to win his match next Sunday night. Up next, we've got, AJ Styles taking on Baron Corbin, Mike.
This is a toss up. Baron needs something for his ass. Baron needs something.
What? What exactly does he need for his ass? Does he need ass cream?
Probably that and probably some gold.
He probably needs some vanilla ass cream.
But,
I don't care what you think.
I'm gonna give it to AJ.
Omega, Corbin is the next U.S. champion?
No, this is what Baron Corbin needs. He needs people to very quickly forget about all of his smart-ass comments while there's an NFL guy there. No, that's the crux of it here. It's like, is he still in the doghouse? Which we don't know until he actually starts winning in one of his feuds. For now, though, giving it to AJ.
All right, Tim, where are you leaning?
Looking at this and everything we've seen going on with Baron Corbin, he's still not quite 100% clear, but at the same time, it's AJ. If anybody can make Baron look good, it should be AJ. But that said, that to me, it doesn't matter how good AJ makes Baron look. I still have to give it to AJ.
And the random thing says what?
Corbin.
SmackDown Women's Titles on the line. Natalya takes on Charlotte Flair. Tim.
Why do you do this to me?
Why not?
You're just rotten to the core. I tell you exactly.
Damn right.
I tell you exactly what I think. I think that we're going to be treated to a really, really, really good women's match. These two are going to, they're going to bring the house down. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I'm expecting based on the matches that they had back on Raw back when Charlotte first got called up. Natty made her look like a million bucks. Natty made Charlotte on the main roster. And now that Charlotte is, has come into her own, I'm just expecting to see that, times 100, really, to tell you the truth. And yeah, call me a homer. I don't care. I'm picking Natalya to actually, go over on Charlotte this time around.
So we heard from Bart. Now we hear from Omega.
Bart?
You said Homer. I went with Bart.
You're an idiot.
I know.
You really meant Bart Gunn. No one's heard of him in a long time.
Ever since ever since Butterbean.
Get back the bug out!
God, I almost feel bad for him, but then I start laughing.
You start to feel bad, and then the grin just kind of sort of seeps in, and then the next thing you know, you're grabbing...
Man, he got... Oh, right, it's Bart Gunn.
It's only Bart Gunn.
So, I don't know. They took the belt off of their glowing merch seller to put it on Natalya. I don't think they take it off of her that fast. I mean, it's not the Raw Women's Champion. I mean, that's pretty much a coin flip anytime it's up for grabs. No, I'm gonna say Natalya retains.
Mike.
The crowd wins. Natalya retains.
Okay, random thing.
Random thing is proving it's no friend of mine.
Which means it took Charlotte.
Yes, it did, goddammit.
The New Day defend against the Usos inside Hell in a Cell for the SmackDown tag titles. Mike.
My soul wins. Them two, oh, those two teams, oh my god. I really can't get a winner for this, except both teams. For them to have a feud up to now and having it in one of the one big type matches, when was the last time we had a tag team Hell in a Cell match?
D-Generation X.
So that was about a good 8 years?
Something like that.
See how the boys do. Bring it home. Usa Penitentiary or Bootios? Gonna go with Bootios.
This really is the SmackDown version of the Raw Women's Title, Mega.
Well, it kind of is, but also because apparently WWE's New Day plan is to keep them together and keep them dropping, picking up the belts until they also have the record for number of tag championship reigns, which is a little bit overkill, but okay. I don't know. For now, I think it's a big stipulation match. I don't think they lose it just yet.
You don't think so?
No, they're gonna play hot potato with it, but I think they're gonna give him this one.
All right, Tim.
I'm picking New Day.
And what about the random thing picker?
Well, here it is. I've discovered how the random thing picker could pick none of the above in any particular match accidentally. And so the first time round, random thing picker picked none of the above. But upon fixing it, random thing picker saying New Day.
If this ends up having a way of going no contest and that fucker's psychic.
Freaky.
The cage just falls down on top of the mall.
Oh, don't do that. Marilyn Manson.
Too soon.
Too soon. Just happened last night.
He's not dead.
Well, that's a good thing. Some people might be wondering what we're talking about.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson pulled his own set down on top of himself because apparently someone didn't bolt it down the right way.
What is, so we got the random thing picker. Alright, next match. The WWE Championship. Jinder Mahal. Defends against Shinsuke Nakamura.
That still has to hurt to say.
Tim.
You know what? Hurt my brain a little more and repeat that.
WWE Championship match. Jinder Mahal against Shinsuke Nakamura.
Versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Yeah, I know. God damn it. Have they done an Indian tour yet? Are they going to be doing one soon?
Raw is.
Oh, no. Monday Night Raw is headed to India this December.
Marketing!
I mean, geez, you know, they've done everything they can to,
This is the you had one job meme.
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, they've done everything they can for, you know, to push Jinder as the cowardly champion who, you know, wins by any nasty means necessary. But,
they did. They did, and then they turned him into the racist champion.
Yeah, there you go.
Just saying.
This time around, I'm actually going to go with Shinsuke.
Okay. Oh my God.
Is the experiment over?
Should be.
It should be.
Doesn't mean it is.
But who do you put him up against if he does win? Like, if Jinder wins again, who's ready? Like, who'd actually step up? I don't know of anybody. I don't think Rude's a little fresh for that.
Dolph Ziggler.
God. He's a little rotten for that. No, why you... I think they might want to cool Jinder down a little bit considering that little bit of racism. Actually got him in trouble with the actual media, which is not what they want. For the hell of it, let's say Shinsuke.
Mike.
I'm going to keep the Jinder.
And the random thing?
Random thing says Shinsuke Nakamura. Actually, he didn't say that. I said it. I have to read it. It doesn't talk.
Well, we have ways to make it. Anyway. Shane McMahon, Kevin Owens, Hell in a Cell. Omega.
Kevin Owens. I don't know how you could have a management McMahon, you know, beating one of your top heels on the brand. Doesn't work.
Mike.
You got me. As much as this pains me, I'm gonna say Shane O'Mac. If he doesn't jump off anything, he wins. If he does jump off something, Kevin Owens wins.
And Tim?
I'm going with Kevin Owens. Shane McMahon is there to have Kevin Owens kick the crap out of him.
And Random Thing?
Random Thing also said KO.
So there you go. That's WTR Pick'em. And what can they win, Tim?
An autographed copy of Second Nature, The Rise of Charlotte, and something to do with some guy named Ric Flair.
The dual autobiography of the Nature Boy Ric Flair and his daughter Charlotte.
Yeah, Second Nature, The Legacy of Ric Flair, and The Rise of Charlotte. Of course, it's written by your good friend there and Lindsay's good friend, Brian Shields.
Brian Shields is the author of the book, yes. You can win a copy.
New York Times best-selling author, Brian Shields.
Multi-time best-selling author.
More than once.
Wait, what?
So what? Multi-time? It's more than once.
I got that. I was distracted by an email. I was distracted by an email. Anyway.
You were distracted by an email?
Email. Email.
What I was going to say?
What are you doing hanging around the?
I was going to say. Did one of Manson's fans get angry?
Yeah.
Yes,
they got pissed off with what you said.
Yes. Anyway, so there you go. You have until Sunday about 4 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned. We'll have tiebreakers available for book purposes as well. And when the full card is announced, you'll know it. Now it's time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop-de-freaking-doo!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
yourself high five.
Oh my god. Horseman DDP.
Yeah, it's weird comparisons to be making. The Horseman's theme is classic, but there's, god, I love the cheap knockoff of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, fine, it's ripped off from Nirvana, I get it, but it kind of worked at the time, and hell, it makes a really good wrestling theme song.
Alright, so that's one for DDP, Mike.
It's funny because I'm listening to it now. Sorry. Damn. Classic Horseman. When you heard the horses gallop, you knew the Four Horsemen was coming for you. But then when you hear that self high five, I told you to change them to WWE sons of bitches. I have to go.
You can notice that theme is not in the list.
Right. Stupid dumbass. Kick me. Anyway. Self high five.
Tim.
Well, it's like they said, Horseman's classic, but, you know, when you can take, Smells Like Teen Spirit and alter it just enough so that you don't get sued for ripping it off. Basically, all they did was they took the riff and they did what the Kinks did with their follow-up to their first big hit. They just reversed it. They played it backwards. Ugh, something about it. I don't know. It's for me, it's DDP. Feel that bang.
And moves on.
Wants to kill you.
Not my fault. I didn't put him over.
I'm sorry. There's no comparison. I thought that you was going to play Real American and his WCW thing. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, no, we're still in the WCW section of this.
This is the WCW greatest.
Okay, sweet. So, NWL.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just want to clarify for Mike's benefit, that was NWO, not NWA.
They tried hard to be NWA. Anyway.
NWO, eh? Those are the ones from Canada.
I'm surprised they didn't have a Canadian version.
They had a Japanese version, Latino version.
Latino version. They had the Blue Mini version in a different company.
See, they didn't have another version, but we're not going to talk about it.
Let's call it what it is. American Made is a cheap knockoff of Real American.
Thank you.
Bottom line. NWO's theme is, it's dirty, it's gritty, it's very 90s, it's very with the time, and it suits them so well. And it just plain sounds good. Let's go NWO.
Tim.
Unlike everything else we've heard tonight, the NWO theme is actually something sounding original and not a knockoff or a ripoff or a cheap remake.
So nothing the Young Bucks would use.
Not unless they say it was a parody, even though it's not, just because they said it is. So NWO, eh?
This is no.
Tim, do you have disco fever?
Fuck no. I'm sorry, Glenn Gilberti, but sure. It fit his it fit him absolutely perfectly. You're comparing somebody who's glorified mid-card. And if we were doing mid-card interest themes and doing a battle between them, he might wind up being, depending on who he's up against, chosen. But I'm sorry, you're talking about WCW's top-tier tag team and one of my all-time favorite tag teams ever, Harlem Heat, motherfucker.
So weird hearing the music without all the WWE added on things from Booker T.
Dig it, fucker.
Originality is best.
All right, so one for the Harlem Heat, Mike.
Which is why I'm going to also two for the Harlem Heat.
That's my boy.
Oh, Omega.
Oh, fuck you both.
Oh, sounds like Omega's got disco.
So three for the Harlem Heat?
No. It will go down, but it will not be unanimous. Sorry. Disco. It's different. It's original. For some reason, it worked. It shouldn't, but it worked. You want to talk about originality in this? That was fucking original.
Yeah, but the problem is it's actual disco music, and if anybody's ever lived through that era, ain't nothing original about it.
So there you go on that one.
Woohoo!
This one, there we go. Why is it not go- hold on. Why is it not going to Dean's? Let's go to Dean's.
Did you?
There we go. Like it skipped over it the first time. I don't know why. Listen to them back to back, they both sound very similar.
So well, it's the same artist that did them, man.
Alright, so Tim, what you got?
Something really awesome about hearing the actual unadulterated original version of Goldberg's entrance thing again. And yeah, that comes up. You're just waiting for the headbutt to the locker and you're wondering who's next.
So,
Bergie, Goldberg!
Omega.
Because they're funny on TV.
Yeah.
You know, the themes are very similar because they have the exact same intention behind them. It is someone dead serious on destroying you is coming out, and these are your warning drums. It's going to hurt a lot.
You in trouble.
You know, so they are very two very similar themes. I'm going to pretend that we weren't hearing the shitty original version of Goldberg's theme. And it's the one we're listening to is the more high energy version. But yeah, those drums of war are very difficult to argue against. So we'll go Goldberg over the Man of a Thousand Holds.
Mike?
Let's go with Goldberg.
I like how he doesn't listen to what we're saying and he just randomly, you know, chimes in after listening to the music. Anyway, that's the all-time greatest, Tim.
That is the all-time greatest, and we've got a bit of an early show happening tonight, everybody. It's been a long time since we've finished so early in the evening. Gives you a bit of time freed up to, wash your hair before you go to bed. Get your homework done, because school's important. Stay in school, and drugs are bad and gay. That being said, don't forget tomorrow night, everybody, immediately following Raw review show. That's right. It's the Raw post show right here at approximately 11:10 Eastern time.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, you know, no need to say anything else. Tuesday night, it's another edition of... Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, the new season isn't starting yet?
No, I don't have a game. The game's not out for 2 more weeks.
Oh, there you go. And you're not going to be taking a break until the new game's up?
Cool. Yeah.
That all the fans of WTR Sims, thank you. So Tuesday night, Rack Radio, twitch.tv/Rack Radio Show. Check out all of us as wrestling characters in the WWE game, beating the crap out of each other virtually because we can't do it in real life. Too far away.
Yeah, we've tried.
We've tried. Just wait. Yeah, check out WTR Sims, 11:15 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday night. Just wait for season two. We've got plans.
Davey fans, yeah. Basically the framework booking for the next season is pretty much in place.
Yeah, we're actually booking this shit out. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and somebody going to be pissed off.
Probably.
That's all I'm going to say.
Probably Matt.
Oh, I hope so. He deserves it. Not like he doesn't. And I only say that because he always shoots on me in the damn chat room. So,
and then it sucks.
Not this chat room, but the Twitch TV chat room. He's always, F Tim or whatever.
And then sucks up to you on Twitter.
Yeah, I know. I mean, talk about a dichotomy. I mean, like, oh, Tim, look what I'm making with my chicken and with the beer can, but I'm using the beer can. I'm just standing it up vertically. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, by the way, you suck. I mean, yeah, okay, Matt, you're sucking up for approval and then telling me where to go or whatever. I mean, that don't fly. So we basically planned out season two for the exclusive intent of pissing you off. That's the only reason why we booked it the way we were booking it. That's a good story. We're sticking to it. Hey, everybody, we've mentioned it about 5 times, so why not make it 6 just to give you an even number. Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Mountain Time. It is another episode of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network and, of course, on Rack Radio Show or whatever it's called.com.
We will have the news, which features the Blame Brents and the Dancing with the Bella update.
I was almost expecting you to say Huey Lewis.
We will have the NXT Rundown, the SmackDown Throwdown, and we'll have Hell in a Cell Preview. All this Thursday on The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out The Rack Extra Total. Bella's Season 2, Episode 4, now available. Episode 5 will be available sometime Thursday afternoon. Check it all out. RackRadioShow.com, RackRadioShow on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Tell your friends, like it, subscribe to it. It's all that fun stuff. A lot of content coming with WWE 2K18. We have plans. I have plans. It's going to be a lot of fun. So make sure you subscribe to it all.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, screw you. What I said was funny. I don't care who you are. That was funny right there. Anyway, Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as we get to it, and it's another episode of The Wacky, The Wild, The Unusual, the show that Captain James T. Kirk will be conceived to, CB Radio.
Go back and listen to last night's episode featuring Rob singing and us probably destroying Omega's childhood. It's CB Radio Saturday Night's Midnight-ish.
Not racist, it just sounds that way.
It just kind of sounds that way.
Yes, gender, we know.
CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com, home of the Greater Than Great Debate, and hashtag Blame Rob.
There you go. And of course,
you, Rob, this week.
Yeah, you prick. Yeah, programming note, don't forget the Hell in a Cell next Sunday night, everybody. We are on again, WTR Sunday night, immediately following the pay-per-view, just to give you our reviews and tell you what we thought about it and what our match of the night was and whether or not we liked it or if we thought it was a waste of,
$9.99.
Okay, $9.99, whatever.
You don't have JBL in those flashcards anymore.
Tim needs them. Mike, start making flashcards for Tim.
No.
Yeah, no, I don't need those outdated references from the 60s.
All right, Matt, make Tim flashcards.
Or the 50s.
Someone make Tim flashcards.
There you go. So, everybody, hope you enjoy the program tonight. Good luck to everybody playing WTR Pick'em. And don't forget, you've got until 4 o'clock Eastern Sunday to get your Pick'em picks posted. Pick'em picks posted. Wow. That was good. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Facebook.com/WTR Sunday Night, Facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. Email your picks to media at wildtalkradio.com. And, you know, even though somebody won the book last week and you're not going to be eligible to win the book this week, Tommy C., is that who won?
Yep.
Yeah, we still want you to play, just for shits and giggles, just to see if you're still, you know, retain the crown. Why not? Give it a try. See if you can beat everybody, except the person who winds up becoming... That reminds me, Rock, there are no potential tiebreakers in place for this.
I did say stay tuned for tiebreakers later in the week.
I just wanted to reiterate that.
Okay.
So, yeah, that said, I think we're all done. Have yourselves a wonderful week. Everybody catch you next Sunday night right after Hell in a Cell.
Hold on.
Oh, what?
Oh,
my God. That's right. That's right. Hang on. We've got plugs. Follow me on the Twitter machine, at Flames Forums. If you're a hockey fan, this is definitely the time you want to start following me if you haven't yet, because hockey, the NHL season kicks off Wednesday, and you know that I'll be tweeting my little fingers off about hockey. I'm still going to be tweeting about food and what I did to my car and, of course, professional wrestling like I always do. I'm not going to be tweeting about checking out the latest Hasbro mechanical transforming robot into a car thing. I'll leave that for Omega.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, but that was your cue.
Oh. Sure. So, yeah, you can follow everything I do, typically under the same name, unless you want to follow me on Facebook, in which case you will have to search for TJ Reviews. However, everywhere else, it is TJ Omega over on Twitter. It is TJ Omega on YouTube, where all of my content is constantly getting updated. I'm starting to use tumblr.tjomega.com if you want to use that. And for stuff that YouTube does not like me to post, I have a site over at tjomega.net.
It's tjomega.tumblr.com.
.tumblr.com?
Not tumblr.tjomega. It's tjomega.tumblr.
Told you I was new at this. I said starting to use.
Just search TJ Omega. Mike.
All right. And for all of you sports fans, fuck the revival. Those of you who like to add black guy, fuck Team Omega. You guys can add me on the Twitter page, the WTR Oreo, fuck Team Rock. And then I managed to actually partner with a friend of mine who's doing a show. So if you want to follow it, follow facebook.com/DragonHonorWrestling. It is a simulation game, and he's actually doing a show right now as we speak, and I'm supposed to commentate, but I told him I'd do it after I do the show. So, yes, look it up. Dragon Honor Wrestling Season 2 will begin very shortly, in November, because we got to get the tweaks and stuff for 2K18. So, yes, fuck the revival, fuck this Team Omega, fuck Team Intern, fuck all of them.
Bye.
Didn't even get a fantasy update this week. What?
We sure didn't.
Yeah, hey, what's up with that, Rock?
Oh, want a fantasy update? All right.
We want a fantasy update before we go.
Before we go. As I'm waiting for the page to load.
Load page. Oh, wait a minute.
Like, I want to know why I'm being told to go fuck myself so many times.
For the week, I don't have totals for both weeks, but for this week, Tim has 7, I have 5, Omega has 10, Lindsay has -1, Mike is at 19, and the intern had 4 this week.
Okay, so...
What?
So
19, yeah. For the week. See, Mike? You're doing fine.
So from now on, we're going to say fuck Mike. Fuck Team Mike. Just to get even. All right, that said, everybody, have yourselves a great week. We'll catch you next Sunday night immediately following Hell in a Cell. Have a great week.
WildTalkRadio.com.